Opening up a low-carb store in what's referred to as America's breadbasket may not seem to be a financially sound decision. The trade magazine Low Carb Biz does not rank one single city in the Midwest among its top 10 for low-carb lifestyles.
Portland, Northern California, Phoenix, and South Florida has some of the greatest concentration of low-carb stores.
Daisy Whitney is editor of Low Carb Biz. She says there are a few stores in Chicago and Indiana which sell only low-carb products, but those stores and others across the nation are having trouble staying in business because of stiff competition from grocery stores.
Most independent low-carb shops are probably down at least 20% compared to the year before in terms of their sales. So they're definitely having a tough time.
And a survey done by the market research firm Inside Express shows half the people who've tried low-carb diets are no longer on one, like the highly restrictive Atkins plan. None of this dissuades Madison entrepreneur Shar Sherapinski, owner of Low Carb Market, set to open in August.
I'm not at all concerned that people will say, oh, no, I can't do this. I think a lot of people, when they hear low-carb, they only think of Atkins. There are so many different low-carb programs out there.
Cherepinski lost 30 pounds on a low-carb diet. She says her store's 1,500 products will also cater to diabetics and the cholesterol conscious.
There will always be people who will be following this. And I think especially for people who struggled for so many years on a low-fat diet.
Even dietitians opposed to low-carb diets agree they may cause people to lose weight. But UW nutrition professor Susan Smith says it's the amount of food taking the pounds off, not the kind of food eaten.
So it's not, say, for Atkins, the changes in insulin, the ketogenesis, the switch in fuels. They're paying more attention to what they eat. So on these diets, you're at a restaurant, you're now forced to throw away half the food on your plate.
As the food industry struggles to cater to America's ever-changing eating habits, the government is considering changing the food pyramid. One recommendation is for consumers to eat less fortified grain, which is used in things like white bread and pasta. Companies say they'll make whatever consumers will buy. However, low-carb analysts say the market is already saturated, just like it was a few years ago for low-fat foods, a trend that took off but didn't last. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.